Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klam Hamchest, and we're learning Simon Tezvov. Yud she'achlu ke'echod, b'sarach echod le'elich le'dvar mitzvah. So you have 10 people, and one person needs to leave for the bar mitzvah purposes. Kasam agan ram, demur to lezam and gimel. So he's allowed to do a zimun amongst three people, like we saw before in the previous Simon, that there are scenarios, even though you have 10 people, we're going to allow a zimun of three. So he says, the dvar mitzvah is not worse than that, so I have a need to go to this mitzvah. So I'm allowed to mezamen begimel and leave. So that's what the Magen Rambam writes. So Chayyim says, well, lead tzarchi, and I have difficulty with this idea. Menirli the dafka kashenisha ruyud, aber kashlonisha ruyud, osa lotse satfilo dvar mitzvah. If by him leaving, he's going to mevatel the zimun of the other people of 10, so he can't leave, the Chayyim says. But in a case where there will remain 10 besides him, so it's only a question of he is losing his opportunity of Zimun. So we see that there are scenarios which you can lose your opportunity of Zimun, and you're allowed to do that. Opportunity of Zimun with the Shem Hashem, but you're allowed to lose that. Now the question which the Chayyim has, he says in Nishmas Adam, that what you saw before was we're allowing you to lose Zimun with the Shem Hashem in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zimun. The primary mitzvah of Zimun is Zimun. We're saying there are scenarios where you can get an extra mitzvah of Zimun B'Shem. But over here, by doing Zimun B'Shem, you end up with nothing because you can't hear the Zimun. So it's better to do Zimun than to do not Zimun. So that's what we said before. Here we're saying, because I have a different mitzvah, I want to be mavat to the mitzvah of Zimun B'Shem. Maybe I'm not allowed to be mavat the mitzvah of Zimun B'Shem for another mitzvah. So he doesn't see that the two things are comparable, that you can learn out from that din before to this scenario over here. Again, over there, what we're saying is you have an opportunity with Zimun with the Shem Hashem, but that opportunity will not work. So it's better that you should do the minimal Zimun of three rather than lose the mitzvah of Zimun at all. So I'm switching Zimun for Zimun. And I'm ending up with, I'm losing Zimun B'Shem, but I'm gaining that I have Zimun. But over here, the idea is I'm going to have Zimun, and I'm losing Zimun B'Shem because I want to do a mitzvah, a different mitzvah. Who said that the mitzvah takes precedence over doing Zimun B'Shem? I don't see that from that halacha at all. That's his problem. Then he adds in, a second issue is, that if you're going to mevatel the Zimun from everybody, that you shouldn't do either. The Mishabur brings down the Magen Avraham. The Mishabur brings that the Chayyim raises a question. And then the Mishabur adds that this much he thinks you can do, that in a situation where we're talking about a mitzvah deraisa. So what's the issue? What should take precedence? So we're talking about a mitzvah derabanan. So Zimun is a din derabanan. So the Chayyim's argument is, right now I have this mitzvah Zimun B'Shem in front of me, which is a mitzvah derabanan. I'm going to be mevatel to that mitzvah Zimun B'Shem for a different mitzvah. So that I have no right that that's mutter. But if what we're talking about over here is I want to be mevatel to the mitzvah Zimun with the Shem Hashem in order to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, that would be mutter. Mishmur's lashon is maybe it's mutter, but it seems to be that he is relying on that lemaisa. On the flip side, it sounds like from even the Magen Avraham, this heter being mevatel for the purpose of mitzvah is I can mevatel the mitzvah zimun b'shem and do zimun with three in order to do a mitzvah. But let's say I'm going to lose zimun totally for the purpose of a mitzvah. That he wasn't matter. So even though that, so the Magen Avraham is saying that in a case where we see there's certain scenarios that the primary Zimun is three, and Zimun B'Shem is like an extra. So over here also, I can downgrade from a Zimun B'Shem and do a Zimun with three in order to do a mitzvah. But I should lose Zimun totally for a mitzvah that I'm not mechuyev, that I can't do. And that could be Zimun for a mitzvah deraisa, even if you hold on Zimun as the Rabbanan. that if I have a mitzvah d'rabbanan in front of me, I'm not supposed to walk away from the mitzvah in front of me d'rabbanan in order to do a mitzvah d'raisa. So, it's Chanukah, and there's I need to add in the paragraph of Alanisim. By adding the paragraph of Alanisim, I'm going to lose Kedusha. The Rizal says that when you answer Kedusha, you're kind of in the midst of the rites of Mikdashi B'Sach B'nai Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav raised the question, maybe I should skip Alanisim, which is not Ma'akev, and finish my Nesvah in time to answer Kedusha and fulfill the midst of the rites. So he says, no, you have a midst of the Rabbanan in front of you, so you're being goyisig in that mitzvah, and you don't walk away from that mitzvah in order to fulfill a different mitzvah, even though the other mitzvah is the raisa. So I have even if you understand zimun as drabanan. So as long as I'm fulfilling the primary concept of zimun, I can be mivato the extra mile of zimun in order to do a mitzvah. But to mivato the basic zimun totally for a different mitzvah, I have a mitzvah in front of me, so I do this mitzvah, and I don't do that mitzvah. So that's, we don't look at it as it's mitzvah, and this is just rishus. It's mitzvah versus mitzvah, so I do this mitzvah. And even if that other mitzvah is a deraisa, arguably, I still keep doing this mitzvah, and I don't do that other mitzvah. So that would seem to be halacha l'maisa, that's the appropriate thing to do. Have a good day.